way we define corrigendum, if I understood everything, is mistakes from our side. So that's our in the secretariat. When we have processed the document, we have made some errors. So that's how we can define a corrigendum, either the translators or the document management system. In that case, I don't think the errors originate from outside, if I'm not mistaken. So it has to be a supplement. And then the supplements are a bit more time consuming to enter into force because they're still subject to the notification period of 6 months, which corrigendum are not. But basically, that's a difference between the document that was adopted and the document that enters into force. So that's when there's an error occurring in that time frame. But I think in that case, that was not the case because the error was there beforehand. That's my understanding of corrigendums here. Does that clarify the question, Bart?
Bart, Terika, you can